This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. A company that manages homes for patients with mental illness is coming under fire for its treatment record and its offensive name. The company in question was incorporated under the name Nuts R Us. It manages three mental health care facilities in Western North Carolina. But beyond the insensitive name, inspections of the treatment centers found numerous violations, ranging from dilapidated structures to failing to properly treat a patient with schizophrenia. An investigation by the Carolina Public Press found that there is little oversight from the Secretary of State's office or the Department of Health and Human Services on the process of incorporating a business or the placement of patients in private facilities. Frank Taylor wrote about these facilities for the Carolina Public Press, and he joins me on the State of Things from WCQS in Asheville. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks very much.
When did you first hear about this company?
We received a tip last month from a family that approached us at a public event we were hosting. They had a child who was an adult, mentally ill adult, who was placed in one of Nuts R Us's facilities. And was placed there by a private guardianship company. It was a court-ordered situation. And they were very distraught and felt like they had no leverage in the situation. When we first heard of it, thought this must be made up. No company could actually be called this. But as we investigated it, looked into it, sure enough, it was true. And everybody had the same reaction to the name we did. They just said, we can't do anything about it.
You can call yourself, I guess, whatever you want, although it does sort of raise questions about your sensitivity to the topic at hand. But now, what about the facilities themselves? I mean, that's not the sign on the door, is it?
No. Each of the facilities has a separate name, usually relating to the area where it is. There's a place called White Fawn, which is the name of the street it's on. There's one called Haywood Heights, which is an area in West Asheville. Another one called Deverwood Heights, that's also an area in West Asheville. These are all located within parts of Asheville.
All right. So then you looked into the company's record and inspections reports from the State Department of Health and Human Services. What'd you find?
Well, we looked at this in particular because when we talked to the guardianship company, they said, well, this place provides excellent care. And so we didn't look at it to say, is their record better or worse than anybody else? And quite frankly, there might be a lot of other violations on other people's records. But we did find some records that we felt were pretty concerning. An example you alluded to initially, there was a person who was a schizophrenic patient in their care. He was supposed to have monthly injections, and they were crucial to his treatment. And they simply forgot an injection. And their response to the inspector was, oh, yes, we forgot. Similar things with maintenance issues that were pretty serious. They were supposed to correct maintenance issues, and they made excuses saying our maintenance person lives in another state and couldn't get here due to weather over several months. So very strange reactions from them to problems. Some of the maintenance issues include really disgusting buildups of dirt, grime, scum, spills in areas that are sensitive for sanitation, the kitchens, bathrooms, and living spaces. There were attempts to clean severely soiled furniture with a vacuum that tends not to work. The operators seem pretty oblivious to proper procedure for maintaining the facility.
And these are all on the record, right? So
these are
violations reported by the state. What agency has responsibility for that?
And that's the Department of Health and Human Services. They have a division. And I'm going to forget what the acronym stands for, but it's called DHSR. That's under the Department of Health and Human Services. Those are available if somebody would like to look for any home in the state. They're available online for any family care home. And the result in these cases is that they lost a star on the star rating system. So they weren't shut down. Now, that possibly could be something that would happen if they don't take corrective action down the road and there's repeated violations. But right now, they said they got what seems to be a slap on the wrist, and we'll see what happens next. Each of these violations are pretty recent.
And these are things that you can look up if you go to the Department of Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
But apparently, so I guess it's on me as somebody who has maybe a family member with a mental health issue to figure all this out, because it doesn't sound like the state can do much about it. How much can the state do?
The state has some leeway. And again, they can take stars away. I think these are very severe violations. They can eventually face shutdown, but it takes a lot for that to be triggered. the point you make about as a family member is a really good one, because that was one of the things that DHHS said to us. They said, we would like family members to really educate themselves and find out about a company. We kind of expect that. And in a case where a family's placing somebody in a facility, that works. But in the case that came to our attention, a private guardian was assigned by the courts, and the family had no recourse.
Tell us a little bit more about those, these private guardians. I mean, how does that work? And is that so? This is a private company that does this. This is their job, and then they make these assignments. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this is something I didn't know much about before looking into this. But apparently, there are companies like this throughout the state. This particular one was based in Weaverville, which is just north of Asheville, They are companies that deal with placements such as might come from the clerk of court's office in this case or other judicial orders, and they will be assigned to handle the concerns of an individual when family members are not going to be allowed to continue doing. I think there was a custody issue in this particular case that led to this circumstance.
Right.
But they're not governmental. They're private agencies.
And are they in any way regulated?
I'm sure there's some regulations over them. There's some issues that we didn't get into in the specific story relating to what the families tried to do, and we're still investigating some of that, so I'd rather not address it directly. But to answer your question, yes, there are regulations, yes, there are procedures, and there's some questions about whether they were followed in this case.
And getting back to that division of Department of Health and Human Services that you mentioned, it's called the Division of Health Service Regulation. So if you're looking for that on the web, that's what it's called, and that's how you can find the star ratings for these individual places. So did you attempt to get in touch with the managers of Nuts R Us?
I did. Still waiting on a callback. The principal of the company is a woman named Forstine McElvain, and she goes by Tina, and I've left messages for her. I would love to talk to her, and we will certainly update our story once and if that happens.
What about the – I guess that's the other question. There's regulation, but in terms of incorporating, you know, and operating in the state of North Carolina, particularly if you're going to provide – health services, what about the sort of the screening process, if there is any, by the state in terms of allowing you to operate, licensing you here in the state?
So there's two different issues. DHHS is the one that is the agency that oversees the providers and oversees licensing per se. But they want a corporation to be licensed as a business before they do that, and that is done by the Secretary of State's office. When we talk to the Secretary of State's office, they can't do any screening. It's not in the statutes. It's not in their staffing. I kind of read into their comments that they would love to be able to do it and think it would be a great idea because they see some things they wonder about. They can't do criminal background checks. They can't check to see if somebody's using their real name. There are all kinds of issues, and there have been issues with this company. They were in disillusion once and failed to report that to DHHS, and they were reinstated. They had a problem with their financial records not being reported on in a timely manner. And DHHS could have yanked their license for that if they had found out in time before it was reinstated. But DHHS is the organization that looks at licensure with some screening involved and making sure that they do fit the requirements to really be able to provide health care. On paper, apparently these guys did, but there have been a lot of questions that have come up since then, and all that's happened is, you know, they've been told, take corrective action, you'll lose some stars out of our four-star system. One of their sites is down to 2 stars right now. So they passed the initial screening process and...
Well, what about this sort of failure to report that you've been dissolved, right? I mean, and obviously that's on the record. That's how you know it. So DHHS knows that. I mean, how?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they were obligated to do that from what we can tell. The DHHS checks annually, and it happened that there was a window of maybe 6 months during which they were dissolved, and it wasn't during that time period that DHHS did its annual check.
Do you there was also so in terms of the follow up, does DHHS plan to do more? Are they investigating, or is this the end of it for the state until there's another report?
Well, that's a good question, and I have some additional questions out to DHHS on that and some related issues right now. So I don't know the answer. I'm looking for the answer to that right now.
All right, and you're following up with the story, right? Because I understand there's some more leads. And since then, a number of other people have come to you with their own reports some questions that they have. Is that right?
They've pointed to a systemic problem with the number of facilities operating, providing this type of care specifically to mentally ill patients and with the standards to which they're held. I'm not talking about the standards on paper, but to the standards of enforcement.
And what about inspection? Do we know much about that? I mean, I know you're just in the first stages of this investigation, but in terms of holding them accountable, inspection, it would seem to be, would be part of this. Do we know how the state is staffed and how inspections and how frequently they're done?
I think that's also a good question. I get the impression that the inspections regime works fairly well at times, but the system is only as good as the people who are in it. And I'm sure not all inspectors do everything the same way. We could see that in some of the inspections of this organization. Some inspectors saw problems that had clearly had been there for some time and didn't note them, and then the next inspection would note these problems as having been there for a while.
All right. Frank Taylor, managing editor of the Carolina Public Press. As always, thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Just ahead, the history of hip-hop with Ninth Wonder live in our studio. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.